Om Shanti, and good morning. Our 3 days of silence just began, and already there's a very avyakt feeling in Gyan Sarovar because of all of the angels who are in silence and introverted and connected with their one beloved. And so our activity this morning is going to be one that does not break that connection with your beloved, but rather gives you opportunities to take that relationship in deeper or different directions. This morning we're going to celebrate the most extraordinary blessing of Brahman life, which is that we meet God. For many lifetimes we loved God. We looked for God. We definitely prayed to God. But now the final experience of 5,000 years is that we receive God's love and we fill ourselves with that love. And then this love we receive from Baba now at the confluence age will create our capacity to love for the entire next cycle. Today Baba said, spin the discus. We can see the experiences that we're having with Baba this morning will bear fruit for 5,000 years. So as I said, our program for this morning is to be with Baba and be in that relationship, because the relationship deepens as we exchange with Baba the energy of love. It's not just receiving Baba's love, but it's being open to sharing our purest love with Baba as well. And as that energy goes back and forth, the relationship becomes stronger. Today is a day to be in loving connection with Bab Dada. And also because our program for the last 30 days has been about divine virtues, it's a time to recognize the divine virtues that made you love Baba completely. Your pet virtues. And also, of course, to experience your love for Baba in new ways. There are two parts to this activity, and you can do either one first and either one second. You're on your own this morning. It's your own program. We're each doing individually the same program. So the first part of this program is to be in silent connection with my Baba. And for this part, you go to a place where you can be alone with Baba. It could be the dome, it could be Baba's room, it could be here in this hall, it could be somewhere in nature, in a garden, on a bench, somewhere where you can be alone with Baba for a little while. Sit in soul consciousness and just be with Baba for as long as you like. Notice the qualities that you deeply cherish in Baba, because those are your gifts from God at the confluence age. And those are the gifts that will make you karmateet, and those are also the gifts that you will give to the world for the whole next cycle. So notice the qualities you deeply cherish in Baba. And feel the effect that those qualities have on you that will make those sanskars deeper. That's the first part of this little meeting with Baba. Just be there and feel Baba's presence. And then write to Baba. And tell Baba all about your love for him. Maybe your love for his qualities. Maybe a time when Baba really helped you that you'll always remember. Tell Baba about your love. And then sit quietly once again and listen for Baba's reply. Because communication goes two ways. This is the time that Baba meets his children. Baba speaks to his children. So let Baba reply to you, his very precious, long lost, and now found child. This is one part, one of two parts. You sit alone in solitude with Baba. The second part is to take a walking tour with Baba. As if Baba were here in Gyan Sarovar. We did a very beautiful exercise with Atam Prakash yesterday. We visualize holding Brahma Baba's hand and walking with him, having him right on my right-hand side. So we can invoke Baba, and to help us invoke Baba, we have placed all over the campus in very many beautiful spots photographs of Brahma Baba. And most of the photographs with Brahma Baba are with the children, because that's how he spent most of his time, even though he was in solitude. So this is a time for us to be with Baba in solitude. There are little pointers telling you where all these different pictures are. You'll get a nice tour. Some are in Dadi Janki Park. Some are in Training Center. There's a little meditation room right by Global Office, which you may never have noticed before. But you'll find two pictures of Brahma Baba in there. Way up in Baba's hut. We have four pictures here, which we'll start with this morning. So there are signs around telling you where all of these 20 pictures are. You will tour around, sit for a few minutes in front of each picture. Don't think. Just sit there. Notice the qualities or the virtues. Because Baba tells us to be an image of virtues, an image of divine virtues, an image of purity, an image of perfection. And Brahma Baba certainly became that. He was the instrument through which Shiv Baba revealed divine virtues to us. So sit in front of the picture. See the two souls together revealing divine virtues. And note down in your notebook what are the virtues that you're picking up. The ones you pick up may be very different from the ones I pick up. There's no right or wrong answers. It's about your connection with Baba. So you write. You might see there's numbers in these pictures. These are 1, 2, 3, 4. Write all the way up to number 20 in your notebook. Find every one of the pictures. Sit for just a few minutes, not more than 3. Don't think, just absorb, and then write down the virtues or the qualities that you pick up. Later on, you can go back, and maybe there's one or two pictures that really spoke to you or pulled you. And later on, you can go back and sit in front of those. but not right away. Just observe, write the virtues in your notebook. So those are the two activities. One is just sitting with Baba, and the second one, touring, holding Baba's hand. And you can invoke the activities. This is the time to apply everything that has inspired you in the classes we've had for the last week. You can be inspired by Surya Bhai's class. You can practice the affirmations for every day. I am a Surya Gyan, Master Son of Knowledge, sitting in front of the Son of Knowledge. You can practice, you can go to Daddy Janki Park and have a picnic with Brahma Baba, like Dr. Sachin suggested in Daddy Janki Park. So you can really have a picnic with Brahma Baba there. Be very light. You can practice the Avyak form or the bodiless form as we did yesterday with Atam Prakash. You can pull any point from any Murli. You can be inspired by any class. This is the time to actually put it into practice and create sanskars. So this morning is your personal time. You choose how to use your time best. Explore your relationship with Bab Dada. Play. Have a heart-to-heart conversation. Enjoy his company. Allow Baba to reveal himself to you. And also together, collectively, we are bringing Bab Dada's presence into Gyan Sarovar. And Baba has been telling us he wants us to meet him in the Avyak form, not so much in the corporeal form. So we can be in that subtle region and meet Baba there and bring his presence here. Make Gyan Sarovar very powerful spiritually. I suggest you turn off your phone and put it in a place where you cannot see it. Because every time you look at your phone, you're coming to the surface of your consciousness, and then you have to make effort to go deep again. Or you have to make effort to become avyak or become bodiless. So don't waste your energy that way. Just put the phone away for the day, or at least until the evening. As I mentioned, there will be refreshments for you in Daddy Janki Park. Enjoy the whole park. There are four pictures of Brahma Baba there, but there's a big park there for you to enjoy and invoke Bab Dada's presence into that park. This hospitality of refreshments has been a Madhuban tradition ever since the beginning. It's because Brahma Baba offered such hospitality, and because Shiv Baba offered hospitality through Brahma Baba, that we have these refreshments today. So remember the tradition as you're enjoying the refreshments. And some of the photos will remain until tomorrow. The ones in training center will remain. Perhaps Daddy Janki Park. It depends on what else is being done in the venue. But you can also go back if you find some photo you really enjoy sitting in front of. Go back from time to time because we have 3 days of silence. Very deep, active, vibrational silence. We have some guides who will help you if you're not sure where to find some of these pictures. We have some guides, and could the guides come to the front so everybody can see you? And they're such powerful yogis, they probably won't even have to speak. And I will be a guide as well. So if you, and there's also signs posted. There's one sign right at the entrance of this hall. As you're just walking into the building, there's an entrance right there outside the conference office that lists all the different locations and all the different photographs. There's one outside of reception. There's one outside of Dandi Junkie Park. There's one more. I don't remember where it is, but you might find it. So as I said, this is your day. Your day to be in silence, to be with Baba, to be with your true beloved, your real beloved. And we will all start together with these four pictures that are in the front. These are numbers 1 through 4 of the 20. And then after we finish this, you can stay in the hall, you can leave the hall, you can go be by yourself with Baba, or you can start taking the tour. Okay? So we'll have a little bit of music now as we launch this journey together. Journey into our relationship with our true beloved. This picture over here of Brahma Baba standing. This is picture number 1. Just take a few moments to observe this and see Baba become real for you. See the personality of Baba and the specialities, the divine virtues. See this beautiful instrument that Shiv Baba has crafted. So that we might follow in his footsteps. And whenever you're ready, you can shift your attention to number 2. And then number 3, and then number 4. In that soul, conscious, heightened, elevated awareness. And then whenever you're ready to leave this hall, you can quietly get up and, like an angel, as softly as Brahma Baba would walk, you can get up and leave and move on.